You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Invasion of Privacy Podcast. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf.
Today we got a special guest.
Joe Vesey is here.
Hello. Ooh.
Thanks for coming.
I'm happy to be here.
I've been trying to get Joe on for like the last month or two. 2 months.
Has it been 2 months?
Yeah, but no. You were busy helping Adam Sandler write on a movie.
We're already right off the bat.
Jesus. That was such a...
Everyone is now holding this guy to the highest standard.
Yeah,
this fucking guy.
That sounded like I
funniest.
Made you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he didn't. Well, that's what I was saying. Both Joes right here do not like when I... list their credits at all.
I wrote on an Adam Sandler movie. I didn't write the script, but I wrote on the movie, like on set, right?
To help pump it up.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it was ready, great enough, and they had
what
enough
does that
guys.
Even, what does that mean, though? Like, you're there, and then as they're shooting, if you have an idea, you're like, oh, this would be funny.
I mean, pretty much just like alternate jokes or alternate lines, or just just extra stuff, pretty much, or exchanging stuff, one joke for another joke, or just different ways say stuff.
So you get a script. And then you find certain lines where you're kind of like, this could be a little better. And then when you're on set, you kind of just throw them in.
Yeah, I mean, I think every scene honestly is funny. I mean, all the scenes were funny. You know, they rewrite it before they go on set and shoot it. But I think just, being different people and there's four different writers set, you all have like different ideas of what you would do in that scenario. So, right. You're just playing off each other and just coming up with extra funny things. It really doesn't need it necessarily, but... I think ultimately it is better once, us and the three other, there was four other writers on set all like collaborating and tossing out ideas.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. You would almost think, it is kind of though a crazy thing because it really doesn't need it because Sandler, they already had two really funny writers who wrote the Hall Pass movie with Owen Wilson. Mm-hmm. And they wrote, what's another movie they wrote? One of the guys who wrote The Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller. So the two guys who wrote the script are like awesome and funny, and then Sandler and Herlihy, his writing partner, rewrite it before they go on set, and then I guess just kind of us on set is like the icing on the cake just for some extra stuff or a different perspective.
Right.
It was me, a guy named Paul Sato, and Dan Bulla, Nick Swartzen, and Chris Titone that we were all...
I fucking love Nick Swartzen.
Writing stuff, so...
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Nick Swartzen is?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Really, he's a really big comic. He's originally from Minnesota.
You'll probably
sketch
know
show.
Who he is if you saw
if
him.
Saw
he's been
him.
In almost every Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, I think I do know who that is,
He's a blonde dude. Have you seen...
I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Have you seen fucking Chuck and Larry? He's in Chuck and Larry.
No, I'm saying I know exactly who you're talking about now.
All right.
But
I do, because I actually met someone years ago who's good friends with him. And she's like, I need to introduce you to him. He's amazing. And I remember at that point looking him up and being like, oh, that's who he is.
You know what's weird, though, when I'm thinking about it?
Just he's in a lot of the original movies, right? Adam Sandler
movies.
He's
been working with him for about 10 years. So not going back to Happy Gilmore, but I think since Click.
Okay.
He's been around with him. But when people do ask me that question, it does make me think how do we even come up with extra stuff, or how does that all work and stuff? But it is amazing. I guess that's because comedy is so subjective and there's so many different ways you can go. I did come up with, and as other writers did, with a billion things for one scene.
Right.
I wouldn't even think I would when reading it. I'm like, all right, this is as funny as I can get. And then when I would sit down and work on it, I'd be like, oh, come up with something else and something make me think of something else. And all of a sudden I have 10 lines for the same joke.
Right.
So.
It's really cool. Yeah, you're almost adding different layers to it that they might not necessarily use.
Right.
But yeah, because everyone
might spark
has a different perspective.
Yeah, or it might spark them. Watching Sandler and David Spade is in it, watching them work, I mean, seeing them all the way through, not just watching them on a movie screen when it's all cut up, but seeing the process of them working, it's I mean, those guys are beyond genius. They just go so many, their improv game and just all the different ways they go, it's crazy.
That must have been so weird, in a good way, to be on set watching that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, you just try to make contributions. It's weird, especially in the beginning, because I was you don't really need this. It's weird to be hey, why don't you say this joke instead of, but.
Mr. David Spade, here's a joke.
It's very odd in that way. But what's, I think, also cool, it says a lot about them, is they're very willing and open to take extra stuff because they really do want it. That's or they wouldn't have you there.
Right.
So Sandler's always looking for stuff, even on stuff where I would think, okay, wait, this scene is good enough or this line is good enough. He'd be like, hey, well, what do you got? So he was always looking for different things, which is cool.
Right.
And, you know, what's really cool about you and people like Adam Sandler, I'm not saying I'm putting on the same level in terms of fame.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're very positive, and I think you're getting good things because of your positivity, and people want to work with you. And I was talking to one of my comic friends yesterday. I won't bring up his name, but we were saying how some people that we know at our level get some like small TV credit and then their attitude changes. Like they're too good for you. You know what I'm
really?
Talking
Is
about?
That happened?
With a couple people, like you see them and you're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, oh, you know, like the way they talk, you're like, well,
calm
who
are those
down.
Two people?
I'm not dropping names, but it's like,
what, I know you're talking about, like when people are just like, oh yeah, I'm so busy. Like I'm running around and they start name dropping like, oh yeah, I'm really working with like this and that. And you know, like, oh, I got this meeting. I'm like, okay, you're great.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
It's
you're
like,
sick.
It's well, like I mean, the, they start, do you know who I am kind of like
I mean, they
got to
be, they're very obviously insecure people. If they're going to change that, especially that quickly off of some stuff, then like they really need that, you know, validation so
right.
badly. I guess I've seen a few people's energy change with little things and it's a little like off-putting, but that's just who they really are.
They were just waiting
anyway.
To be a dick.
Right. They, yeah, you don't
if
just
it's that
you don't become
little,
a dick.
You get a small TV credit and you're just like, now you're being a dick. It's like that was just waiting to come out. But no, it's nice to hear people like Adam Sandler. And I know, you know, Robin Williams obviously is gone, but when you see pictures of him posing with everyone, he always looked so nice, so humble. And I just feel like that's so important.
Yeah, no,
I don't
absolutely.
Care what, you know, how much money you make, what you have, like be a nice person.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the most positive, encouraging people I've ever been around, period. He's even more positive, encouraging than me. Yeah.
I feel like you could just tell, like, you know what I mean? He doesn't fit that Hollywood mold really when you just like look at him. Like, he doesn't like just like fancy and shit. Like he's always like, he's on like wearing Tim's or some shit. He
yeah.
looks like Happy Gilmore all the time.
Yeah, no, definitely. Absolutely.
I love that. All right, so let's get into our first topic, which is, I don't know if you guys saw the Star Wars trailer.
I did, because it was in the middle of the Giants game, and I wanted to kill myself that night, which was nice.
Why, they lost?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was a really bad game.
With football?
Yep.
See, I don't watch football at all.
You really? Watch basketball, though?
I watch, yeah, but not as much as I used to.
Okay.
But football, I don't watch anything.
I don't watch any
really?
Sports.
I'm really, I know, people call me, like, gay for not doing it, but I don't watch anything.
Do you watch any sports?
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch NBA basketball, but even that, I just, since I'm out at night, like, I don't really
right.
have time to watch it. Or I've kind of lost some interest in it, too.
Right.
I'd rather play. I still play. Like, I'll still play basketball, but I can't.
Yeah, so Joe used to be an amazing basketball player, for real. And the reason why I know this is because, so our friend Eric Newman, after we visited you at the Hamptons, you know what I mean, doing
yeah.
the show there, we're in the car and he pulled up a video of you on YouTube, like your
oh,
dribbling,
doing my dribbling
skills.
Oh yeah.
yeah. And Eric's like, yo, look at this. And I'm like driving. I'm like, you know, so I couldn't really fully look, but I was like, oh yeah, it looks awesome. He was like, yo, Joe's moves are tight. I don't know if he said tight. That might be
Joe's
like,
moves are
that's
tight.
That's me trying to be cool or like what
Do
a
you
dude
like
would
basketball
say.
At all?
When I went to University of Maryland, I got into it just for 4 years and I was into it then. Like I'd go to the game. I slept out in the cold for like Duke tickets, Maryland versus Duke. Because
wow.
we won the championship when I was there and I helped because my energy.
Your energy.
Along with
oh,
the
yeah.
The rest of us, we
for
like
sure.
really helped out. So
I didn't even know you went to Maryland.
Yeah, it was a terp.
Did you think you would do comedy when you were like in college?
I had
and stuff?
No idea. No. I became an art teacher and I taught for a while, thinking that that's just what I was going to do. And then, yeah, one of my friends was like, you should try comedy. And then after my first open mic, I was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Because teaching, it was like, okay, but I always felt a little
you
dead inside.
You're like a fun teacher, though.
Yeah, well, the problem is the public schools don't really give you the freedom to be your weird self. And I'm very weird, and not that I would want to curse in front of the kids, but I'd want to really do out their lessons and
God,
speak my mind.
I can't picture you as a teacher right now.
I could picture
the kids
as a,
loved
you
me.
You can't picture as a teacher?
Like her just saying the most wild shit to these kids.
No, well, what I would say, I you know, I wasn't wild.
Someone
but I was
would be
very
like
honest.
Acting out, and you'd be like, were you like hit as a kid? What's going on? Why are you lashing out at me?
Well, yeah, I would be like, all right, everybody. Like,
you have some dark energy, right?
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. If someone's being like a dick, I'd be like, okay, everyone, sit down. I'd be like, let me tell you something. What happened to this bully named Ted in high school. Let me tell you where Ted's at now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And like, because I give out like lectures on popularity. Like, I know you all care who's popular right now, okay? But let me tell you something. Chad, my ex-boyfriend who was popular, who cheated on me a million times. Where's he now?
That's
you know
so
what I mean?
Funny.
So like, I would go into stories like that.
Would you actually do that?
Yeah.
You did this.
Yeah, because I would let them know
there
popularity's
are kids
not
around. How old were the kids?
Middle school.
Okay, so that was inappropriate.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, if inappropriate, you mean honest and it, you know, resonated in their soul to change, then yeah.
And well, what were they, 7th, 8th grade? You're talking about your ex-boyfriend that cheated on you? It's a little much.
They have a story to tell every Christmas to their family. Like,
I might
this
not have said cheated.
Grade.
I might have said the person we all looked up to, you know, back then who we idolized is now like...
Did you look up to your boyfriend?
No, I don't even think I used my boyfriend in that example. I probably brought him up at other times.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I kind of mixed all of my lectures into one right there. That's but funny. I'd give lectures about wearing your helmet because my brother one time was riding in the city in Brooklyn. He used to live here and he'd ride his bike every day with his helmet, everyone. And one time a driver hit him. He went flying forward into a parked van, went through the windshield, and if he didn't have his helmet, because the helmet cracked still, and he broke his like spine. Oh. It was crazy, but he's okay. But if he hadn't been wearing his helmet, he'd be dead. So I'd give them lectures about that, and I'd be like, and then he crashed through the windshield.
So was that
and there
graphic?
Was blood everywhere. Yeah, because I wanted to hit home to these middle school kids to wear your helmet. I'm like, I know you look like
you know,
a
you
dork.
You remind me of, you're exactly like Jennifer Aniston in Along Came Polly when she makes that children's book that's very graphic with like
the kid's hands blown off.
Caught off, and he's like, and Ben Stiller's like, a little graphic, yeah. But yeah, okay, good message. Yeah, that's what reminds me.
It's like, what were you thinking?
You could have done that role. You could have done that role, yeah. With Jennifer Aniston in that
yeah.
role.
Yeah, I could have been Polly.
Yeah,
that's such a good movie.
That is a great movie.
I yeah. fucking love
I haven't
it.
Seen that in a while. I
can't believe Seymour Hoffman's dead.
Oh my God, I hate
that's
it.
Sad.
You know what?
I forgot sad. He was.
Really? I know, he's like one of those, there's some people that really like die suddenly, you forget, like you're like, oh shit, they're
you know why?
Dead.
I think it was because he wasn't, was he like, I don't know if he was like, what was the last movie he was in that was like really commercial? You know what I mean?
Well, he was in some death. Big ones near his death, I feel like.
Was
I can't
he?
Remember what they were. I met him. He was at Chelsea Piers watching us play basketball one night, and I was like playing, and he was so like quiet and like didn't even look like himself. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh shit, it's Philip Seymour Hoffman. I went over to him, and he was very like nice, but super, super reserved and quiet, like kind of blandish a little bit.
Yeah.
And I saw him a couple times there, but that was my only interaction. But he was just very like super quiet. That was just a cool person to...
He's a
be
phenomenal
watching
actor,
us play basketball.
Man.
He's amazing.
He was so, like, in that movie, like, that's one thing. And then he's got other movies where he's completely different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, he's one of the best actors, or was one of the best actors ever. Same with Heath Ledger.
Mm.
I never got into him, but yeah. I'm sure
oh,
he's
my
good.
God.
Yeah, he's good.
They just, like, adapt right into the character. You almost have to lose yourself.
What was that
in
movie?
It.
Oh,
that's what Jared Leto did for the recent Suicide Squad that's going to be coming out. Will Smith says he never even actually met Jared Leto because he stayed in character the entire film.
Yeah.
You know, which is an intense.
I love
something
shit
about
like
playing
that.
The Joker. You know, yeah. People really because you have
they
to go into a maniacal kind of state.
Who's that act? I think it's Daniel Day-Lewis that they say every single role he has, he like does like. Whatever it is, like the whole time, even when they're not shooting, like he will. I heard that he was doing a movie. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it was something along the lines of he played a guy who was either homeless or lived in a hut. So he did that for the whole period of shooting. Like, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, Shia LaBeouf, he does stuff like that. Like, he removed one of his teeth.
I can't tell if that's
role.
Ego or if that's really, like, for real. Like, because some of it just seems a little over the top and overly dramatic, you know?
Like, well, they're actors. They're like, that's how, yeah.
No, I know. I mean, if that's what you really need to do to pull it off, I get it. But I don't know if that's the whole reason. You know
necessary.
What I mean?
Like, Meryl Streep's not doing that.
I mean, everyone has a different process. Like, you know, I remember on the TV show The Shield. You ever watch The Shield?
Yeah.
And, like, there was one guy, he would stay in a character. You know, that's what he needed to do that to be that good. The other guy could turn it on and off. But, you know, he was just staying in character on set. He wasn't like, you know, you couldn't not refer to him as his name. Like, I don't know. Some people take it to such an extreme.
Well,
know,
a lot of these artists are eccentric. So you take Salvador Dali, you know, and he was an eccentric person who, like, lived his art. And I think it's just who he is. He was eccentric. Where then you have other artists that they can make their art, but then, you know, socialize in a more normal way. So yeah. I think it all depends on the artist, you know?
I know. I get in my head sometimes too, like I'm editing like a sketch right now and I kill myself in it. And I wanted to make it look real, but it looked so real kind of on camera. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. And I've been like, I've had this weird anxiety lately about putting it out. Like, cause we talk about energy and stuff, but that's also kind of irrational, right?
You're fine because you
It doesn't
are...
make any sense. I mean, why would I think putting that out there? You know, I start thinking, this is how stupid I am. I'm like, oh, the rapper Proof. You're not going to know who that is probably. But rapper Proof, he did like an album where he was, you know, hugging a skeleton. And then he got shot in a club, you know, 3 months later. But like, this guy's literally in clubs pulling out guns. Like, of course, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't
no
think
kidding.
It was about the video. Yeah. I think other things were going
no,
on.
No, I know. I'm so stupid. But I'm like relating myself to this rapper in Detroit who like literally pulled out a gun and shot someone in the head. And then he got shot in the head afterwards and died. And I'm like, oh, but that energy he put out 3 months before probably wasn't helping.
I think he was putting out a bunch of negative energy. Yeah. And that's what caused that.
Yeah. No, I know. I figure, like, I guess art should be separate from...
Yeah,
do you separate
I think
that?
So.
Because you're big on the energy stuff. Is that separate from
yes, but
putting
I,
out energy?
I also make sure when I'm on stage that the things I'm putting out are in alignment with who I am. So a lot of time, like when I started comedy, some of my jokes were actually way darker and more self-deprecating on myself. And for me to say an older joke that's in that energy actually feels bad for me. So there's one joke that I still do that even... still makes fun of me that I'm going to have to lose soon because it doesn't feel right saying it.
I'm talking about more stuff like, do you believe in that like energy stuff? Like, you know, like when you don't want to jinx yourself, you're like, oh, I hope I don't, you know, hope my car doesn't get stolen today. And then you go knock on wood. You know, people would always do that. Like, do you believe in that type of stuff or is that just stupid stuff?
I don't, honestly. I think you're in control. I don't believe in that. Like, there was one time my girlfriend and my brother got, and my girlfriend, my brother, and two of my friends got so mad at me because... me and my girlfriend were going to Orlando, and I was like, oh, plane's going down.
Oh, Jesus.
And they were
so
pissed.
I would have
so
hated you.
Pissed.
Yeah, I would have been That's fucking pissed, cool. too.
No, but like, no, they weren't getting on the plane. They were like mad at me because I was going to be on the plane, and I said that. I'm like, I'm not in, like, come on.
Well, that I mean, that I would be, you know what, I could understand that in just in that instance. One, I have a fear of flying, and two, that's just a horrible thing to say. I mean, because that's like...
I said it and immediately started laughing.
Like, I don't think if the plane went down, it would have been because of you setting it. But I'm just saying it would have been like it's a dark omen to put over everybody going now like, oh, Jesus, now we got to worry. Because you're putting it in our head now.
Yeah, but
that's what it is.
But we didn't go down. So what does that say about it?
Okay, I'm going to step in.
We cheated.
I'm going to step in. I think it's more about like how often you're negative or things like that. So if you're always living in fear, like the people who are like, oh my God, is that person about to mug me? Oh my God, is that person about to get me? Is that person going to screw me over?
Yeah,
they're
happens,
more likely
right?
to
you're
get mugged.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
is that?
They're putting out this fearful, scared energy,
so
and it's
goes,
attracting
you can tell. It's like when you could see, you could feel someone staring at you from like staring at the back of your head. You could like feel that. You're like, the fuck? You know what I mean? You just know. So I feel like you could tell, like if I was going to rob someone, was walking around Times Square, I could kind of be like, all right, I'm going to rob
oh,
that
yeah.
Person.
If you like, were a professional, like, mugger, you would go for the person that's like, oh, my God, huh? You don't go for the person who's, like, confident and standing their own.
Right.
Whether you're conscious of it or not. So yeah. And a lot of times it's those people, they actually have a lot of anger, and it's caving in on them. So and then the other person, the predator, is, like, putting out that energy where the other person's caving in on themselves, and it's like a magnet where it attracts each other.
Yeah.
So Joe, he's actually a really confident person, so he can make a joke about, oh, the plane's going down, but his overall energy isn't plane going down.
No,
energy.
Not at all. And I don't really like flying either. Like, sometimes I'll get, like, anxiety on planes.
I get it. Oh, I'm so bad.
I used to be really bad, but I just, like, because the first time I got on a plane, I was super young, so I don't even remember it. And then... I had to go to Miami. I didn't have to go. It was a vacation. It was a great time. But I went to Miami. No one fucking forced me to go. But we went to Miami, and I got on the plane, and like I sat on the window seat because I was like, I want to see, like, whatever. You know what I mean? And we took off, and I was totally fine. But then I got anxiety because I started thinking, like, we can't pull over if I need to pull over because we're in the air. You know what I mean?
This right.
Like, so it's like that was in my mind. And the next time I got on a plane, I wasn't afraid of flying or the plane crashing or anything like that. I was more so afraid of getting another anxiety attack.
Yeah.
So now I was afraid of, I was getting anxiety from being, like, you know what I mean? So
no,
that's,
for sure.
That was kind of like the whole thing. But I'm not necessarily scared of flying. I get anxiety about, like, I hope I don't have an anxiety attack. Being trapped in the air. No, it's not even that anymore. I don't have, like, that was like an irrational thing that I had. I'm like, people do this all the time. I think about athletes every day. They're on a plane flying right. across the country. Like, you know what I mean?
But,
every
but
day.
But flying private, I feel like, is a lot different than commercial. A lot different.
Sure.
I mean, it's just because, you know what? There's just naturally, even if it's fake, even if it's almost ignorance, there's less anxiety. There's no, you know, possible crazy person getting on the plane. There's no, like, stress of the airport. There's, like, so many, you know, the right. pilots are probably actually more well-paid, more trained, less likely to be a nut. There's, like, so many different things where I feel like the plane probably maybe is even better or better taken care of. You know, it's private, so I feel like I'm a lot easier. I've flown private like a couple
times. I've never flown private, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I've flown private, like, a few times, and it's I'm a lot less nervous, a lot yeah. less.
It's on the bucket list.
Can I yeah. tell you guys, before we get back to Star Wars, I want to tell you real quick. I did a little TV appearance for Axis, which isn't like a huge cable channel. But
and you've changed.
I'm changed now.
Yeah, you're you have changed.
No, but wait, let me tell you about this.
I saw you last week.
So, yeah, can you imagine? I'm like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I said hi to her. She spit right in my face. I was like, yeah. okay.
I was like, don't look me in the eye, motherfucker, you little bitch. Okay, so they send
you
me
you did that last week?
I did it last week, and they send me the link. And I look at it, and, like, I had a great set, but there's lipstick smeared across my teeth the entire time.
You could see it?
Yes. And I was like, of course, because they did my makeup, and I look pretty,
who's
and
they?
My set's doing well.
They do your makeup for that
yeah,
show?
Yeah, there's a girl makeup artist who is great.
Well, they do dudes, too, like, to make you look better?
They do, like, a little, just a little bit of it, but not major. But it's just so funny, because it was, like, such a great set. I looked pretty, and then I watch it.
How did she do that?
Lipstick.
Well, how did she not see that?
So I guess walking up, I must have made a movement with my teeth where it's like that, and it went on. Because I'm not used to wearing a lot of makeup or lipstick. So, like, I guess there's right. a rule. Like, when you're wearing a lot of lipstick, you don't do, like, you don't pucker your mouth mm-hmm. a certain way. It was just so funny because I was like, oh, let me see how I did. And I was like, no.
Oh, that's
no.
So tough.
Was it, like, really noticeable? Like, would I notice it?
I don't know. I'd say 50% of people will notice it.
Have you put the link up?
I just put it up on YouTube, everyone. You can check it out. One of our
every
listeners
comment is just red lipstick.
Yeah, one of our listeners saw it and they were like, "Really funny, Kate, but like I don't like that you did some of those jokes on the podcast." And I'm like,
ooh.
"Yeah." And I was Jesus. Like, "First of all, dude, whenever I say something, whenever I have an opinion and it's from a joke, I always state it. And like we do a lot of the same jokes over and over as a stand-up.
Anyone who asks
buddy.
Me a question, if I have like a funny thing to say about it, they get the same answer every time. I'm yeah. on stage when I'm in life, you know what I mean?
I hear you, Joe.
Whenever they ask me a question or I tell a story, tell it the same exact way every time.
But it was a good set.
It was
I'm
a good set.
I'm supposed to do it in early November. So.
You're going
to
kill. It's great. It was such a positive experience. Okay, so let's get to Star Wars. So here's the thing. Star Wars trailer just came out.
Phenomenal.
The movie looks dope.
It looks great.
It looks super good. And one of the main characters is black.
Two of them.
Two of the main characters.
One's a girl, one's a guy.
Okay.
This is just like football. Don't even have any interest in Star Wars, but go.
But just listen. Yeah. So what happened, though, is a lot of racist white people are very upset that one of the main characters is black.
Is black, yeah.
They are pissed. And one dude actually killed himself. And left a note saying, like, bring white America back or something like that.
A racist white guy, just a fan?
A huge
himself?
Fan. Him and his wife, like, they dress up
that's
for those
so
conferences.
Funny. Did he kill himself over this?
Yes.
Well, that's
it
funny.
Devastated him. So
that's hilarious.
It yeah, is. Well, it's like if only...
Is anyone feeling bad for this
no,
guy's
No, well,
death?
If only
no.
every racist...
I think -1 people are feeling bad for this man.
Yeah.
I think yeah. even people who are racist are like, well, that was dumb. Why'd you do that? Why did you fucking...
That's hilarious. That's... Wow. That's so funny.
What did he think was... I don't want to live in a world where black people are...
in Star Wars.
The main characters.
Yeah, he didn't want to live in that world.
Like, what the fuck? Well,
let's break it down. He escaped his everyday life through Star Wars, which is what a lot of people do. You know,
the
Lord of the Rings, Star
Wars.
The
movie hasn't come out in how long? When was the last time a Star Wars movie came out?
Yeah,
what
but...
the fuck you been doing?
Star Wars fans, they just watch them over and over. They go to...
The
they have
thought
groups.
Of a black person in the movie disturbed him that deeply.
It
but here's
his
the thing.
Whole reality.
There's been black people
in
the
other movies.
Movies
but
I was a
not.
Huge. I was a huge Star Wars kid when
were
I was
you?
Younger. Yeah, I have the original trilogy on VHS. I still have it in my house. I haven't seen it in fucking ages. But, like, I loved it. And I had, like, that Millennium Falcon toy, like, the ship or whatever. And... there's black people in those movies that have like a pretty significant role. They're not the main, he's not Han Solo or anything, but you know, he's in there. But like,
did he have a wife?
Yeah, she was also, maybe, I think, a racist just, Star like a Wars
reason
fan.
He just, it wasn't the real reason.
He was like, I need an out.
Hold on. Let's
like, I can't
okay.
do.
No, let's
like,
keep
the
it
dishes
real.
Are never done. We don't have sex. There's a black guy in Star Wars. I'm fucking out.
This is what he came up with. He was like, yeah, the other ones are going to seem too petty, not real enough. You have depression, but that's not, I don't like that. But you know, there's a black guy in Star Wars. That's a good excuse. My wife will buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt the actual reason for his sadness is the Star Wars movie.
I
think it's his dad. I think something happened as a child.
Well, of course something happened to the guy.
Yeah, so.
But that's funny. But shout out, what was his name? You know his name?
I forget, no.
It was probably some really southern name like.
Like Terrence.
Or Ebenezer.
That's really funny.
I don't know. How fucking dumb are you? There was a,
well, it's actually nice, though, to have a death that can be that funny. Like, you know, most deaths are not funny. But yeah, that's a great death. I mean, that guy literally killed himself over a black guy being Star Wars. There's no sympathy for him. There's no reason to feel bad for him. There's people who die every day unwantedly. You know, this guy
like good people.
Literally, yeah, this guy literally died, and we can actually, you know, make light of his death, I'm pretty sure, without any problem, if this is why he killed himself.
There was a hashtag.
I could
on
find
Twitter.
A way to be sad for him, but I don't.
Well,
want
I mean, well, here, if you want to look at it deeper, of course, there's a deeper issue with why you would become this way and how he was raised and that whole thing. It's sad,
like his daddy beating him every day and
yeah,
saying
sure.
you're not allowed to be friends with that little black boy, and that was his best friend.
Of course, I guess you know you could look at everything. I guess sad, but at some point, was he 50?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, you have to take responsibility for yourself, and if he
absolutely.
Really had such an issue, you left a note talking about Star Wars. That's what his note said, something about Star Wars, the black
well,
guy?
No, the note, he was very upset about it with his wife. Like, they talked about it and all of the, and then he left a note just saying, like, make America white again or something
but
like that.
But it alluded to Star Wars.
It didn't, but they knew it was about it because
Dude,
he had just gotten so upset
I
about the Star Wars thing.
I don't understand what that means. What is that? What has changed for
well,
white people?
I mean, it's so funny because, I mean, they're talking about, like, America was founded on, like, Puritan beliefs and blah, blah, blah. Fucking pilgrims
but
and
like,
shit.
Let me...
But, like, it's just, like, the Native Americans were here, bro. Like, make America white again. Like, no, we came and savaged people who were so much more in touch with the earth and each other. I mean, some of them. I'm sure some of the Native Americans were, like, really...
Who's the black guy?
There were different tribes.
I don't know his name.
Orlando
like,
Jones?
No. That was a good guess, I guess.
Just guessing Orlando Jones,
Orlando
LaBelle
Jones.
Crawford.
These
who
are
is
good.
It?
That sounds
Bruce
like a basketball.
Bruce. I'm just naming Mark Curry. There's going to be a lot of good people that could play that role. Me and my mom will be happy. We're very pro-black people.
Yes.
At my house.
Yeah, like I said.
I think we're more pro-black than we are white. If anything,
absolutely.
We would be mad that it was all, you know, white people. We would
yeah.
be angry.
When you go into
my
to
house.
Joe's family home, just yes. pictures of his family with famous black people, rappers or basketball
it
stars.
It is pretty funny because there's like pictures in my mom's laundry room of like cats, you know, playing in the laundry room and then her with Snoop Dogg and all these different, like, it looks pretty funny. But yes, we're very
And his
like,
mom's this cute petite blonde woman who's adorable, you know, and just like her. They have pictures of her and just tons of famous black rappers. Nelly.
Yes, Nelly. Yeah. And she definitely has like a lot more like that she hasn't like hung up
Framed.
Or put up. Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, her with like, basketball players, NBA. Yeah, there's so many people. Nelly was really nice to us. I remember that when I was a kid. That was a pretty big
Nelly
highlight.
Seems
Nelly
like
huge.
He'd be a nice dude.
He
yeah.
was super nice, like super, super. I mean, I remember that like vividly. And he was like one of the biggest rappers out. Like that was
right.
a big deal.
We got to bring Nelly back. I like Nelly.
Yeah, he was always a good guy.
We got to bring Nelly back.
Guys, yeah. This is Kate Wolf, and I have an important message.
Yeah, bring Nelly back.
Bring the Band-Aid back.
First of all, Gwen Stefani, I tweeted like 2 years ago, I miss Gwen Stefani. She just came out with a new song. Not a fan of the video. It's like her looking awkward. It's just her looking awkwardly like into the camera being all like sad and intense. And it just doesn't work. Like I saw what she was going for and it was just like, no, Gwen. No. Huh.
No, Gwen. Why? Were you trying to... You want the old Gwen Stefani?
I love Gwen. I love just, even when her, because the thing with Gwen's songs is at first I almost
Gwen,
don't
like
it. Like
we're on a first name
Listen,
basis.
Me and Gwen
me
go
and
way
Gwen.
Back, okay?
Gwen is such a weird name when you say it more than once.
Gwen. Sounds like a fairy.
It's
a fairy name.
It's a nice
it sounds,
name, though.
It sounds
yeah.
like we're
Sexy
mispronouncing
name.
The word. Like the G should be silent. It should
How
just be
Gwen,
but we're saying Gwen.
Ooh, Gwen would be a great name.
How old is Gwen? How old is she?
She's like in her 40s, right?
Wow, really?
Oh, she's yeah, but she looked good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I'm into new artists. I'm into is The Weeknd.
Oh, I love. Can't.
No, what? Me neither. You know why? I used to love him until they played
what do you mean,
his.
Used to love him. He's only fucking three years old.
No, listen. Until they played his songs over and over. That's what they do.
Well, why
they
do you listen to the radio?
That's a great question. Because I'm
I haven't listened to the radio in 10 years. I haven't listened to the radio in 10 years. Easily.
What do you listen to?
I listen to a streaming, like a normal, healthy
Apple
human
music.
Being.
Yeah, but that takes up
$9.99 in my pocket. That's what I live like.
Okay, but it takes up your like Wi-Fi or your data plan, whatever it is.
I still got unlimited.
I'm on unlimited and I'm on a family plan.
I'm on a family plan, and my dad called me 2 months ago and said, you are taking up too much of the data.
Well, I mean, okay, but okay, and forget streaming, then I would just, then I would just buy music. I mean, so what, you're not liking that they're playing the new album so much? Because I don't hear the radio,
yeah,
so I'm just listening to the new album.
They do beat the shit out of the
hills. They beat the shit out of good songs.
I I've heard about The Weeknd, and then I saw him on SNL perform The Hills. That was the first time me hearing the song,
right.
And I loved it. And I was like, okay, this guy's dope. And then I listened to his album, and I'm like, yo, this guy's really, like, he's good.
I probably would love his album and the
his
songs
album
I didn't
amazing.
Hear. No, I'll listen to his album.
And it's a good
songs.
Sex album, too. Like, shit is real.
Oh, shit.
That's it's all real. His whole shit is sex.
Well, either way, but he's
music.
Like, but I like him because he's having
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
That's probably the only, that's not
but
really
But I love
sex
it.
You know it's about coke, right? A lot of people don't know about that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know why that's so hard to, I'm yeah, surprised people didn't realize that.
I feel,
wait,
I have.
Is he singing a love song to coke?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens. Sometimes it's artistic. You wouldn't understand.
His videos are good too.
I've
his
never wanted to make
artistic.
Love to
I haven't
a drug.
Even seen one of them, but like the reason why I'm not like a huge fan of The Weeknd is because I feel like if you heard one, you heard them all. Mm. Because like I feel like they all have the same, like, the underlining thing in every song is the same. It's like he's having sex with this girl. He's like, I can't be with you, and I'm doing coke. That's what I feel like all his songs are kind of like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really can't, get into The Weeknd. I do listen to, like, The Hills I really liked when I first heard it. But, of course, like, the radio beats the shit out of it, and then you end up hating it. So, like, that's what happens. But like, I like that song, but I don't necessarily – I wouldn't say that I'm a fan of him. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of him because
yeah,
like, I've heard like
perform,
a bunch of his songs.
Like,
but
I saw him perform. I was like, this guy's, I don't know, just the way he was doing his whole thing. He seemed different than most guys.
Right.
So, but yeah, I get that.
I'm super into music too. So like there's a bunch of people that I'm into that I think, I like people who are like versatile. They like, they could do a bunch of different things. And I feel like he's just like kind of one dimensional. But if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. And that's just me. I'm not saying he's bad because I do like some of his songs and he could make music,
yeah,
obviously.
No, he's good. He's not dropping any heavy like poetry or, I mean, a lot of.
No one is.
Well, I like that.
There are some people.
Like
you know
that
a song
kind of
that I really like? It's The Renegades. You know that one?
Here comes the Renegades. The worst
fuck
boy.
Is that? That sounds.
Da, 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 da.
Can I
forget
be honest
it.
That sounds like the worst song I've ever heard.
I know.
In my life.
Well, I'm not singing it well. But it's
Here
an
comes
awesome
the
song. It's listen to it and look at actually look at the music video of it. It's so inspiring. It's really good.
There's
but
a sex song The Weeknd has. Have you heard it often? Heard
no.
Yeah. Oh man, that shit is dope.
I'll listen to it later and cry.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's beautiful.
You will definitely cry if you listen to that album because like his hot. The way he records his songs is it kind of sounds like he's far away but he's also very close. It's
oh.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's like there's
that,
like an echo.
That, yeah, he uses that like kind right. of synthesizer or whatever you want to call
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like, oh.
That's a beautiful thing.
What's going on here?
Far away, yet super close.
Oh, God.
I mean, okay, first of all, disclaimer. I have a joke about this that I'm working on now. But people, so first of all, this is great. Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris, who were an item, they broke up. And what made me so happy, not happy because I don't want anyone
who?
To be in pain. Do you know Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift and who was that?
Calvin Harris. Wow. He's like a musical artist,
should,
right?
This podcast should be entitled Topics That I Do
just,
Not Care
just listen,
About at
just
All.
Just listen,
musical
though.
Artist.
Just listen, a musical artist, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Just listen.
All right.
They broke up because...
That's not true.
She found, they didn't break up?
No, that's not true, the reason.
Oh, that's not why they broke up. Well, no. The headline said that they broke up because he got a happy ending. And that just really, like, what a funny thing to read. You're scrolling through
yeah.
Facebook and
who
it's like.
Who the fuck is reporting? Like, I don't get the whole thing of celebrity and
breakups
like,
and why we care.
Like, how are you, like, I know people have to do what they have to do to feed their families. But like, dude, like being paparazzi and just following human beings And like, you know what I mean?
What
like,
a
yeah,
but it's awful thing.
Yeah, but it's weird, but people want it. So that's why it's a job. It's
no, more, sure. Yeah. But I feel like I could never like myself to follow some other person and just like bombard them with questions.
That's talk about bad energy. But here's the thing, and that's what you were saying. People demand it, so of course they're going to be people willing to do it because people sell their souls for money. But so Amy Schumer in her monologue for Saturday Night Live, you know, went on about the Kardashians and how we need good role models.
Really good monologue.
It was a great monologue. But here's the thing, because she's not the only one. Everyone now attacks the Kardashians, and yet they are. You know, their show is watched by millions. Millions of people follow them on Instagram, Twitter. So it's like, what pisses me off is like, it's not the Kardashians. The Kardashians are not the problem. It's all the fans. It's yes. That's what people want. So here we are making fun of the Kardashians, but it's like, they're just people living their life. And if they want to...
Well, they're not just living their life. They're like... Yeah, they're weirdos.
That's fine, but it's like, how many weirdos are out there? A bajillion, and we're just not putting them up on pedestals and giving them shitloads of money.
No, it's definitely our fault. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. We want trash. We want mind-numbing things. So it's like, instead of, you know, looking at them, they're not the problem. It's the fact that everyone...
People.
Yeah, it's us.
Well, so people like,
it's bad.
Yeah, like the Jersey Shore, people watch that crap. I mean,
and then you're going to make fun of Snooki? Like, there's so many Snookies out there. There's so many Kim Kardashians, these girls who are on Instagram being like, like, don't... We're the ones giving them money and watching them, so...
I have that argument with everyone every time someone, like, makes fun of the Kardashians, and it's really not me being a fan of the Kardashians.
No, me
I really
neither.
Could care less.
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't even realize what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, dude, the Kardashians are the worst. Like, they're famous for no reason. I'm like, dude, you made them. You know what I mean? Like, you are yelling at yourself right now. Like, and they don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, you did this. It's like, oh, Kim Kardashian's such a whore. She blew her boyfriend on video. How many people have blown random dudes on video in a bar? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know.
I was about to be like, I did, but I didn't.
No, but it's like, it's I don't know. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah, that's the part. So, like,
she dates all these famous black dudes and, like, whatever. She's dated, like, I think 5 I can name. And then Taylor Swift, who's America's sweetheart, has dated, I want to say 13. And they're all famous people. And I'm sure she's banging all of them. So it's like, what is the difference?
Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift has definitely banged a lot of people.
I don't know.
Get it, girl.
I feel like she just gives a lot of handjobs.
Have you talked about that on here? Have you talked about, like, the craziest thing you've done sexually on this podcast?
I'm sure.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked about licking a dude's asshole.
Here we go.
Where?
On this podcast.
No.
On the asshole is where it was.
No, I mean, like, where? Where was the location?
Yeah.
Like, just in a bedroom?
In his asshole.
in the colon.
Wow.
Well, the asshole, Joe, is located south of...
No, I don't mean where the asshole is. I mean, where was it?
Oh, yeah, like, in our house.
Oh,
not
okay.
Like,
I just wanted to see, like,
oh,
somewhere
like,
crazy.
If it was crazy, like...
Because I don't know if it's that...
Right here, while we were podcasting.
Yeah, I don't know if that's that crazy. All right.
Sometimes you gotta look at dude's butthole, like...
That's pretty intense,
online
though.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. I did.
Why? Because he enjoyed it?
Yeah,
that's why. I'm not into... That's not, like, my thing.
He hated it, but I loved it. It was great for me.
Yeah,
but.
No, like...
Was part of you nervous that he could have gone to the bathroom not that long
ago? No.
Why? He told you?
Yeah, because him and
he said,
I...
He said, like, I clean.
He's like, I'm good.
He was
good
my boyfriend,
go.
And, like, if he had, I would have been like, yo, bro, take care of your biz, you know?
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm saying I don't have a problem, like, licking a girl's ass, but I've always that fear of, like, I wouldn't know what to say if, even if I knew, like,
well, no,
whoa.
When you're in a relationship, like, yeah. You
I don't
know.
Really do it in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, and like, I feel like I wouldn't, I don't go around. First of all, I don't have one night stands, but I would definitely.
Is that
not,
a rule?
Not having one night stands.
Yeah.
I just don't desire it at all.
Yeah.
If it's not emotionally, like, something there, I'm just like, meh.
You're not.
There has to be a connection. Otherwise, it just literally feels like skin. Banging against each other, and not in like a hot way. It's almost like ugh.
Yeah,
you know, it's like if someone's talking to you close and their breath's on you, and it's like not good, and you're like it would feel like that. Where I'm like, I don't even know you. Like I wouldn't even be wet. I would just be like, meh.
Gotcha.
That face too.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I've only had sex with 13 people.
Oh wow.
In my life, and I'm 34.
That's like a dick every 2 years or something. Dick every 2 and 2 point something dicks every year?
Yeah, it's not that
much. So you're
much.
Selective.
Yeah, but not even like on purpose. Like I appreciate that about myself, but it's not like, it's just my body wouldn't even react. Like there have been times where I'm like, I'm going to be wild. I'm going to just go out. And then I'm like, my body's like, no, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there are guys who like, I know, or I'm sure we all know, maybe you're one of them, I don't know, but that have sex with like, will have sex with anything. Like they'll like, you know, they'll take, they'll be a wingman of their friend and have sex with the girl they didn't want to have sex with. And I don't even understand how they physically do it, because if I'm not attracted, you are, I'm not comfortable and don't have a vibe with you, I can't physically do it. I can't just have sex.
It sounds like you're in tune with your emotions and your body. A lot of those guys are not having sex because they're actually into it. They're doing it to fill a void.
Right, but it's so almost weird getting rid of anxiety. Physically do it, though. I just don't get how they do it. I remember I once tried to be that guy, some girl who I was half interested in, and she didn't look like bad, but she wasn't my type, but whatever. And she texted me at 3 a.m. and like said something, and I was like, all right, let me just, you know, I said to myself, let me just try to do it. Like, I should be like every other guy. So that I met her downstairs. She was like drunk as hell. And as soon as I was like, okay, this is not going to work. And then I was like, all right, you want me to walk you to a cab or subway? Because this isn't going to work. And then she started going like, she was like, oh, just fuck me. Come on, why don't you just fuck me?
Jesus.
Like, pull your pants. And then I was like, more, I was like, no. Then she's like, are you a faggot? You can't.
Oh my
fuck.
God.
And it was like, it got worse.
And
worse.
Then your dick did get hard. No.
Like, she's, she's going to go, you faggot. And you're like, all right, you know what? Whatever. All right, fine.
Yeah. I'm not a faggot. Let me pull my pants down and prove it to you.
It's like reverse psychology. She was trying to get you.
I was so soft when she said that. I was so soft. So she said, did I take my mic out here or no?
No,
I can
good.
Still hear
okay.
you. Yeah.
But she, then she came up and tongue kissed me and I backed her off. Like I pushed her off and I started to gag and my tears started to well up in my eyes. And I didn't understand why exactly in the moment. I just walked away and then went back into my building. And as I was in the elevator, I started to gag more. And I'm like, okay, am I gay? Like, because I don't like this, because I don't like a girl's kiss. But, you know, then I realized as, you know, like my senses started to kick in and I was like, she just vomited.
Oh my God.
And I was tasting her.
Oh.
And I was so,
my God.
I mean, all I could tell you is I was gay for the next 3 weeks. I did not like women. I didn't want to see women. I didn't want to be around them. I had to brush my teeth like every single second of the day for the next 3 weeks. It was awful. And I said, that's what I get for trying to be like another guy. And this is what makes me laugh even more. I'm sure I could say the comic's name and it would sound so much funnier because you'd picture him, but just in case he doesn't. There's this comic I was opening up for, I'm good friends with, and I was like, yo, gotta tell you this story, man. This is ridiculous. So I start to tell him this story, and I'm like, so I said, this girl calls me at 3 a.m., right? I go downstairs, she's drunk as shit, like about to fall over, and he's like, yep, what's the problem so far? Like, he's so, like, just, you know, this is how most dudes are. And I go, well, then she, like, you know, I mean, she looks disgusting, she starts saying, fuck me, and he's like, okay.
Where's this going?
He's like,
can I get some detail?
Like, he doesn't think this is a weird story. And then I'm like, and then she, you know, tongue kissed me and she had vomit in her mouth and everything. And he goes, nobody said anything about kissing the bitch. And he's like, well, just have a suck your dick. Like, what were you thinking? Like, just why?
Is it Chris Rock? Is that who
is? That who it sounds like? Yeah. That's not Chris Rock. That's hilarious. But that'd be so funny. Tell her to suck your dick. Yeah. But no, it wasn't Chris. But he was just like, yo, you should just have a suck your dick. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Just don't kiss her. And I was like, Jesus. Some guys are just
that's
brutal.
What I'm
they're
saying.
Built
so,
they're built so differently. Like
I was
yeah, like
there
an
a lot
ape.
Of guys that
like
would
like a motherfucking ape.
Like
okay?
There's guys
that
is really,
disgusting.
Yeah, there are guys that would have taken her up and just, you know, they maybe
turned her around.
And turned her around, just had sex.
And they both could have fucked away
her
their sadness. Okay.
Was just having
awful
this conversation.
Good for you for being a sensitive and touch human being, okay? I don't know how much of it's choice or you were just born into a very sensitive
body. Well, I think we're all
body
born, aren't we? It's not really choice, is it?
I don't know. I think we were just born very sensitive.
If I think a girl is even slightly drunk, even if I'm drunk, I'm like, you're drunk. I'm not a fucker. That's disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to deal with that because I'm terrified of people throwing up. And I'm like, if there's movement and you're drunk, you're yakking on me.
Ugh.
So I'm not gonna do that. But drunk people in general. If I'm sober and someone's drunk, I'm like, dude, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, I just hate drunk people when I'm sober.
I've had sex with some drunk guys who I was seeing, but like they were completely drunk and I was completely sober. Like, that's not good on me.
Yeah,
that's like
weird.
Not, you know. And like literally, there was one time I was having sex with a dude, and
the one of the 13.
He like went soft because he was so drunk. Do you know what I mean?
That
and
can
he like
happen.
Almost
that
passed out.
Happens.
And I was just
that
like,
happens.
What am I doing with my life? Like,
yeah.
It's not a good moment, you know, for me.
Do you think it's, do you think girls, and this is going to be a weird question, but do you think that girls, for the most part, are kind of lazy in bed? They just don't ever get called
the
out
wrong
for it.
Ones, Joe. The wrong ones.
No, but here's what I mean.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Okay.
No, because I'm saying the girls seem like they have less like work. Like if a girl just lays out in the bed, right, and just lays back, like and waits for the guy, like that's perfectly like acceptable. Like there's nothing. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong
in
with that either.
What world? Does Sammy lay there?
No.
No, she's mad active. Sammy. Hey.
Yeah. I'm not saying like lay out like a corpse. I'm just saying, but it seems like typically like.
No, I know what you're saying, but the right girl who's
right.
just as into it. And I do have a joke about this, but like I talk about like good sex is when you almost, it doesn't matter who's the girl and who's the guy. It's
right.
like you're both just so equally into it. Like even when I'm on the bottom, I feel like I'm humping as well. Does that make sense? Like I'm moving just as much, and then like vice versa. That's to
well,
me
you can't be
good
moving
connected
the
sex.
Same as much if he's moving. That's kind of cancel
not
each
as
other
much,
out.
But I definitely it's a flow. It's a dance together.
Right.
I don't just lay there. I don't think ever.
Right. Okay. All right. No, cause I'm just saying. Some girls, I think some girls get credit for like being great in bed, and I'm like, no, they just looked good. Like they got naked, and that was to the extent of it. You just got excited because you're a dude and you came. But like the girl was just born and she laid there.
I think
and
you need to have some good sex, Joe. That's what I think.
I was just
I'd
having
be
this
pissed.
Conversation.
No, because if a dude like, and a girl just laid there, I'd be pissed.
No, because like even in like okay, the Kim Kardashian video, like aside from her giving head, she doesn't really do much in
yeah,
that video.
Yeah, that's Kim Kardashian.
What?
I mean, I'm sure she can ride a dick, but
I'm just saying she doesn't do that much. Like, but here's the thing. Like I'm saying, he was doing most of you know the quote unquote work.
Yeah, I'd say maybe the way society is now, maybe men are doing most of the work, but I don't know. All I know is me as a girl. I've never fucked another girl.
Right.
So.
A little surprising there.
You never know.
Could happen. I was actually having this conversation sort of with one of my friends because he was saying, like, I would rather be able to have sex with 100 tens than 1 10. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's like, what he said?
Right. And I was like, nah, you don't mean that. Because like if you had the option, you would make the right choice. You know what I mean? Because he was referring to how athletes have like wives. And he's like, they all cheat on their wives because they're athletes and they can get whoever they want because they got all this money and they're famous, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I obviously think that athletes are cheating on their wives, but I do think that there are a good amount that aren't because they love their wife and just like they don't need to, you know what I mean? So I was trying to explain that to him, but he's like, nah, bro, I'd rather fuck 100 dimes than one chick.
I believe in no cheating. Thank you.
High five. I think the person who cheats, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Because I've heard people say, like, even girls say, like, monogamy is not, you know, natural and all that stuff, which I mean, there is some truth to that for sure, because just biological, it makes sense.
I think it's to each his own.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, but biologically, we weren't created to have sex with one person for
right.
the rest of our life. I don't think you could argue with that.
I don't know. I mean, yes
I don't
and
think
no.
So. I don't think
no,
we're the only ones.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. It would just. That we would
but I think, yeah, maybe on the physical level, but
that's
I think
what I'm saying,
spiritually on the deeper level, and that's
here
why
we go.
People. No, I do. I think people
just
who are
relax.
More evolved and past the physical, I think people who are run by the external world, like people who are like money, weed, bitches, like the very external people,
no,
they're
yeah,
run
no, even,
by their bodies. But, whereas when you evolve to a more spiritual level, it's more about connection, and I
yeah,
think
but
you can go deeper with one person.
No, I believe that too. I'm saying, but let's keep it real. The nicest guy can still be tempted to cheat.
Oh, well, tempted's a different thing.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying. But so that means we're all conditioned, though, still to want to sleep with other people, I'm saying.
Yeah, it sure. doesn't just go if, away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're still going to be attracted, even as a girl. You could have a husband. You still be attracted to another
I'll
dude.
I'll tell you, every time I've been in love, not that I can't tell when a dude's attractive or not, but my vagina doesn't flinch.
All right, you're in an exception, though.
Yeah, that's true. I can masturbate to the thought of the ocean waves.
Yeah,
so I will say no. Different. When I've had a serious girlfriend and I'm like in love with them, yeah, I'm not looking for anything, and usually it doesn't come up where there's this big temptation. But I could see if you're like a celebrity NBA player and like some ridiculously girl throws herself at, there is a difference there. When you're faced with those type of options versus, you know, I still would like to say I wouldn't do it, but.
I don't think you could do it.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't be able to live with the guilt.
I wouldn't be able to live with it. The only person I would, though, and I would say this to any girl I was with, that just so you know, if I do get the chance to be with Nicki Minaj, I will cheat on you. I'll say it up front, though. Like, it won't come as like a hidden thing. I'll say, like, hey, if there's any chance of
you would sleep with Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Would you sleep with Nicki Minaj?
I'd get her pregnant.
I wouldn't not sleep with Nicki Minaj.
I wouldn't wear no condom and not even think about it. I'd risk my whole life for it, and whatever had to happen, would happen.
Wow. I told my girlfriend.
I wonder if she just lays.
I told my girlfriend.
I hope not.
I wonder if she just
be intense.
Yeah, and she's like,
she just starts going blah, 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 like doing that, like
talking in different voices and shit.
Awesome.
I feel like she'd be very intimidating.
Call me Nicki. On the road, like it would just turn real quick.
Yeah.
Sorry, you go, Joe.
I don't know what I was going to say, honestly. Oh, I know. I told my girlfriend that that if J-Lo wanted to have sex with me, then I would have sex with her. No, I actually said, I'm like, if she hit me up and was like, hey, you and your girl, let's three-way. And I was like, you have to be down. Like, or otherwise, we could end this here right now. All right, we'll call it off.
Pretty sure most girls would probably be down for that.
It's J-Lo, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on.
And I told her, I'm like,
that, I don't want to have a threesome with J-Lo.
I'm
what?
Like,
you crazy.
Well, you're fucking dumb then. Well,
that's
I don't
the
know.
Craziest thing I've ever heard. She's gorgeous.
It's not about that. I'd have to have a soul connection.
Jennifer Lopez? What?
You can't put a soul aside for one night.
I've tried in my past. It doesn't work. Yeah,
okay, there's no one in your past that looked like J-Lo. Well, I can assure you.
I guess not.
And I told her, I'm like, hey, listen.
I've had really hot dudes, you know, want to do the...
It's not Jennifer Lopez.
It doesn't matter. I'm not a
There's
lesbian.
No hot dude equivalent to Jennifer Lopez. Denzel isn't the equivalent
I've had
to
some really pretty dudes
Fight
hit me
Club
up,
Brad
and I didn't
Pitt.
Feel anything in my heart.
He's,
was like,
he's up there.
Who?
Fight Club Brad Pitt.
Fight Club Brad Pitt is a hottie boombalotti. But unless him and I had a really deep connection, I don't want any of that.
I told my girlfriend, I'm like, if Justin Timberlake wants to have sex with you,
and you deny him... You'll be mad.
I'll be like, why? What the fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, you have sex with him. You come back and we talk about it, and then that's it.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I don't know if I would.
You're
be.
Joe fucking Santagato. Okay.
What does that mean?
You are blowing the fuck up. You're gonna be your own celebrity. Who gives a fuck who's who? Okay.
I don't give a fuck who's who, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Wow.
This is our breakup.
Yeah, I don't know if I could deal with a dude having sex with my girl. Yeah, I don't think I could.
No,
deal
I can't. I'm to joke. It's a. Are we in a fucking stand up? Fucking. Are we in a
Sorry,
comedy
I thought we
club?
Having a real. I thought we were having a real conversation.
I'm still upset that I ordered a frappuccino and they gave me a regular coffee.
I'm trying to think. If there's a dude I would be okay with. I don't know. Like maybe if I could be in the room and watch, I would be okay.
I don't want to be there.
I think I'd have to at least be there to watch. Then I could like kind of.
If I was with the dude,
around.
And for some reason he was allowed to have sex with someone, God.
Oh God.
I would definitely.
I would be able to.
That's so stupid.
Why? You know what? No, because there's something about a dude in dreadlocks that is like that comes from somewhere, right? Like that's like the worst nightmare. Like you walk in and your
it's
wife's
like
having sex with a dude in dreadlocks. It's like it's the ultimate like you know like male warrior type of thing. Like it's like a succulent, like,
ew,
like dude. Like it's the I don't know. There's something different. Like where. It's not about skin color, but just like a black dude with Tim's on, with dreadlocks. It's just like with wearing a chain. There's just, it's very masculine.
That is not something that I want in my vagina, what you just described.
Right, well, no.
He's not, that kind of guy is not cool with my energy penis. He does
hey,
not.
Hey, you never know. Don't
imagine a white guy with dreads. That's probably worse.
That's definitely worse. That's worst case scenario, I think. white guy with dreads. Because that looks good zero times. That a white dude with dreads is the weirdest looking thing ever. And I'd be like,
oh, my best
that
friend
bad?
From high school, I just visited him. He had dreadlocks
yeah,
in high
and it
school.
Looks terrible.
It was so great.
No, because anytime I watch porno where the guy, like the girl's cheating with like a dude, and it's, with the white guy, it seems like, all right, I could get over. Like he's kind of calm. He's not like doing that much work. But the black dude who's got like the shades on, he's talking to her. He's like, yeah, fuck
horse
you better
cock.
Than your wife. Yeah, like he's really just putting his dent in, you know, he's putting his mark on her more than like the white guy is in porn.
And she always has to say something in those porns, like, my husband never does this. She's got to make it worse. I'm like, oh, okay.
This is what sex feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one I saw that's so funny where they're having sex and the husband comes back for his keys and like they're still having sex, but she's like moving around like the pillar of the wall.
Oh, so he can't
like,
see.
Like he can't see. I mean, no, obviously anyone would be able to see, but it was the fun. Like at one point she's looking for the keys and he's like eating her ass out from below the counter, kitchen top. And yeah. He's like, can't find my keys. And she's like, and she's getting her ass eaten out and she's like, you know, I got stuff to do today too, you know? And it's like just... Oh,
I love
man.
That shit.
That's great artistic.
Guys, we got to wrap this up, and you have to get to your car.
Thanks for getting me mugged. If this was live, and now everyone knows I have a car,
oh,
I'm
gonna
be walking out in 3 minutes. Wow.
Give them your license plate number and describe
Jesus.
Your vehicle. Where can they find you, Joe Vesey?
Well, where can they find? Where can they not find me?
Oh!
See what I did there?
Whoa,
whoa! I'm everywhere.
Do you know who I am?
I mean, they can find me on Twitter, you know, at Joseph Vesey, VECSEY, and my YouTube channel is Joseph Vesey too. I put out like a lot of sketches and videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did a show for Optimum Cable TV, The Unmovers. It's like a web show and commercials, so I could check out any of that.
That's sweet.
Cool.
I feel like you were judging me.
I was like,
she was very judging.
Yeah.
I was not.
You're judging.
But yeah, please follow me on Twitter. I need some more followers. God help us.
Follow him on Twitter.
Follow him.
Please follow Joe Santacato on Twitter and like him on
Facebook.
How
many followers do you have on Twitter?
Tell him, Joseph.
Hold on. I don't know.
Oh, just tell me an estimate.
He's got about 250,000.
Yeah, around there.
250,000.
Yeah. Tell him how many Facebook likes you have, my.
Shut the fuck up.
My dear.
Wait, no, I want to know.
Over 1 million likes.
Wow. So
that just happened recently, though.
I got to watch your video.
It just happened recently? No, wait.
Damn, man.
This dude has like...
tweet out a sketch? Fuck.
I know. You try to get him tweet out the goddamn podcast.
He I has fucking tweet it out every week.
Go fuck yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy?
I don't like your energy.
He's got...
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's like the one thing that could actually... Oh, my God.
How long have you been doing YouTube videos?
3 or 4 years.
Wow.
He's an enigma. Don't even. He's this
no,
is,
I know. That's just lightning
is,
in a
he's
bottle.
He's been here before in the human form. Like, this is his, like, millionth life here.
I don't even. All
he
right.
was a tree.
Well, I got to check out your stuff. That's pretty cool, though. Congrats,
yeah, he's
man.
Dope.
That's dope.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Over 1 million likes. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, in like 2 months, it'll be like 2 million. He's growing. He's popping off.
Well,
pop, pop. Thanks,
I'm sending you this next sketch, man. Hopefully you like it. I don't know if you have a rule.
And
you
if you could tweet us out today, bro.
Yes.
This next sketch I'm putting
oh,
out,
wait.
That was the most bizarre, craziest sketch I've ever put out. I'm so excited about it. It's insane.
Well, we gotta end this shit.
I know,
okay?
I know. I'm just saying,
but everyone, yeah. check out his goddamn YouTube channel, Joseph Vesey's.
Yeah.
And everyone else, boycott Joseph.
And boycott
can
Star
everyone
Wars.
From your, yeah. Can all of your followers please just unfollow and follow me please,
yeah.
right now?
And if you guys could follow me.
Check out, let me plug one more thing, because I know.
No!
No, go no, on. Just my latest sketch is called When Role Playing Goes Wrong. So check out that
yes.
sketch. Watch that.
With Corinne Fisher from Guys
Fisher.
We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked, yeah.
Okay. Thanks
right,
for listening.
Done.
Bye.